Minister Dr. The Honourable Ralph Gonsalves says tighter protocols will be in place for visitors to St. Vincent and the Grenadines who are not vaccinated. The Prime Minister said, as a tourism-dependent country, it will not be feasible for St. Vincent and the Grenadines to not welcome unvaccinated travellers.
I understand governments which do that. But I think that even if we have persons who come in who are not vaccinated, that we can have a regime of controls to take care of that and manage the risks. Some countries which are not particularly tourism dependent may be able to do it. And if you have a tourism dependent country which does it, they can only reasonably do it for a short period of time. Because I have a lot of tourists who are not vaccinated. And what do you do? I believe when those decisions are taken, they are taken on the basis of how do you manage the risks at this particular point in time. You know, what worries people, and we see it in Trinidad, we see it in Barbados, we see it in other countries, is the deadly variants. Now, we wouldn't want one of that to come here, that those variants to come here to play havoc with us, because they're very transmissible, easily transmissible, and they strike you down. They strike you down young. You don't have to have comorbidities and leave you with some serious long COVID problems. But we have to manage the risks. And at the moment, we believe we can allow the unvaccinated persons to come, but your quarantine is longer than if you're vaccinated. And the protocols applying to you are tighter.
Prime Minister Dr. The Honourable Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, medical professionals across Barbados are currently analysing data from the latest COVID-19 statistics that will determine whether the country is currently in the throes of a third wave of the deadly virus. Officials say the findings of this probe will also determine the next steps to be taken as the country continues to grapple with an extended spike in cases. President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, says high-level talks are being held among public health officials, academics, and the wider medical fraternity about the steady increase of cases. The Pan-American Health Organization has urged Caribbean countries to provide vaccines to protect children from diseases. The director, Dr. Carissa Etienne, says the COVID-19 pandemic has led to major backsliding on childhood vaccinations. And internationally, China's president on Friday promised $3 billion US in aid to developing countries to fight COVID-19 at an unprecedented emergency online meeting of the APEC head of states. The president said the additional funds, which come after a similar pledge in May, were intended to support COVID-19 response and economic and social recovery in other developing countries. Still in China, students will not be allowed back in school in September unless their entire family is fully vaccinated. China has set a national target of inoculating 64% of its population by the end of the year. I'm Dion John with today's COVID-19 update.